North Carolina's historically black colleges and universities are getting more involved with esports. Schools are launching esports clubs, building lab spaces, and hosting video game competitions. The hope is this programming brings more students of color into the esports industry. Brianna Atkinson reports.
A group of college students are cheering around a set of screens. Half of the room has their eyes glued to an NBA 2K video game, the other a head-to-head Call of Duty match. This is the middle of a four-hour esports competition at Winston-Salem State University. First place takes home $150. Junior Jaden Daniel is waiting to play the basketball game. He says he's never experienced an atmosphere like this on campus before.
It means a lot because it just shows you Winston is trying to get students more engaged in campus, and I feel like you get more students engaged, it's going to also result to the classroom.
This was WSSU's first ever esports tournament. The school has recently started bolstering their esports programming, thanks to sports management professor Renee Stowe. She says while students of color make up a large number of gamers, there's a lack of diversity on the other side of the industry.
The management space, the game development space, very, very few minorities, very, very few African Americans. And so if we can prepare our students to fill that void, you know, and to increase the diversity and inclusion, then it really is important for us to incorporate that here on our campuses.
About 83% of black teens are gamers, but only 5% of game developers are black.
We are not represented in the same way when you look at those companies.
Kenneth McCullough-Lomax is a program coordinator for Community Media, a nonprofit organization that houses the HBCU Esports League and connects students with industry leaders. Community's Campus Clash Tour has been to three HBCUs in North Carolina so far: North Carolina Central University, North Carolina A&T State University, and WSSU. NC Central has hosted several esports events. The Black College Con in February was designed to bring students and industry leaders together. James Leach is NC Central's Associate Recreation and Wellness Director.
It was the exposure, because a lot of times the gaming industry is not well known in the African-American community. And so that was a great opportunity to say, hey, it's more than just gaming. It's a career in this.
NC Central launched an esports lab in 2021 and is now looking to enhance the academic offerings around esports. Tiffany Lomax is NC Central's Recreation and Wellness Director. She says administrators are looking to incorporate the law and business schools, as well as the mass communication and art and design departments.
That would allow us to kind of ingrain ourselves in what we are here to do, which is to build up our students, to create successful community members, but also lead them towards graduation and a successful job.
The school's programming opens student Isaiah Taylor's eyes to different esports fields like graphic design and music. He says the lounge has also created a safe space for him and other students on campus.
College is very stressful. It can get to that point. So when you can just get away from it, come in here, relax, play the game, you know, it's a very impactful thing because it takes you out your element.
Back at Winston-Salem State University, Jaden Daniel is competing in an NBA 2K match. He says he's already seeing this one event bring more students together and hopes to see more like it in the future.
This is a big event for us. Where I'm from, never experienced nothing like this. Win or lose or draw, it's just bringing a lot of people together. And in the day, when you bring a lot of people together for a great cause, I feel like it's going to have great results whether you win the money or not.
WSSU is looking to add an esports management minor or concentration in the near future. They also plan to build an esports lab for students. Brianna Atkinson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.